WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Netflix streaming TV service usually presents its new shows one season at a time, with a dozen or so episodes available immediately. One of the new series premiering today on Netflix, however, is being unveiled at the unusual rate of one installment per month. It's Netflix's newest talk show, it's hosted by TV's oldest talk show host, and it's excellent. The new show is called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. It marks Letterman's return to the talk show format and to series television, a journey he began with his brief but brilliant daytime talk show, NBC's The David Letterman Show, in 1980. After that, he clocked 11 years on NBC's Late Night with David Letterman from 1982 to 1993, then went straight to CBS's Late Show with David Letterman, where he lasted another 22 years. One of his final guests before retiring in May 2015 was then-President Barack Obama, who was a year away from wrapping up a long-running job of his own.
Now, let me ask you, what will you do when you're not president?
Well, I was thinking you and me, we could play some dominoes together. And
dominoes. You know, all right.
We can go to the local Starbucks.
Letterman's new Netflix show opens with that clip, because the first guest on Letterman's new talk show is Barack Obama. If there's ever a guest who embodies the title of this new one-hour talk show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, it's a former U.S. president. For Letterman, this is not merely a comeback, it's a reboot. His previous talk shows, all of them, were irreverent deconstructions of the genre. But they relied on the same basic format and trappings introduced by the Tonight Show hosts who invented and honed the form, Steve Allen, Jack Parr, and Johnny Carson. Carson was 66 when he retired. David Letterman is now 70, but the old dog has some new tricks. It's his first series not made for broadcast television, so there is no censorship of language. There is a studio audience. The premiere was taped last fall at the City College of New York in an auditorium filled with mostly young people who had no clue who Letterman's guests would be. There's no topical opening monologue, because on Netflix, these shows are meant to be watched whenever the viewer wants to see them. There's no band, no flashy set, and since Netflix is a paid streaming site, no commercials or interruptions. It's a talk show stripped to its basics. One main guest for the hour, with the two of them sitting there in plush leather chairs on an otherwise bare stage. Letterman retains his long, bushy white retirement beard. He calls it his aging vagrant look. But his questioning skills and his listening skills are as sharp as ever. Paul Schaefer, the band leader on Letterman's previous series, provides the theme music, but he's not on stage or on hand. The show's director, Michael Bonfiglio, has his cameras capture the action by constantly prowling. They glide slowly, but add movement to an otherwise aggressively stark and static presentation. Each show makes room for a brief pre-taped on-location piece where Letterman visits and interviews someone with an association to the main guest. But for the vast bulk of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, it's just two people talking, and not about a new project the guest wants to promote. Just interesting, unpredictable talk. Most of it was personal, and they mostly stayed away from politics and news, but came close once.
There is a democracy, and the voting process is being monkeyed with by foreign countries.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. What is more damaging to that democracy? Would it be the diminishment by the head of the democracy of press, or would it be somebody screwing around with the actual voting process?
One of the biggest challenges we have to our democracy is the degree to which we don't share a common baseline of facts. There's a well-known senator from New York, Daniel Patrick Moynihan. And one time he was debating one of his less capable colleagues, and the guy got flustered and said, well, Senator Moynihan, that's just your opinion, and I have mine. And Moynihan says, sir, you are entitled to your own opinion, but you are not entitled to your own facts. What the Russians exploited, but it was already here, is we are operating in completely different information universes. If you watch Fox News, you are living on a different planet than you are if you, you know, listen to NPR. Now,
also in this premiere show is another politician, John Lewis. He's shown in an on-location piece chatting with Letterman about race and politics and history as the two walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, where Lewis led a march protesting segregation 50 years earlier. But don't expect a top 10 list or a monkey cam. Letterman is here to talk and listen, and that's about it. And for me, that's more than enough. There are countless talk shows on TV, but almost none providing the depth and length of conversation Letterman's new show provides. He and Netflix have scheduled 6 monthly installments of My Guest Needs No Introduction, and if they don't keep making more, I'll be stunned. I'll also be very disappointed, because TV needs the curiosity and irreverence of David Letterman, now more than ever.